You're listening to Holly Richman, founder of the Next Sex Project.
Welcome to the Business of Sex podcast. I'm Dr. Truna Reed. Forbes magazine predicted sex toys will be a $52 billion industry by 2020. Each week we will talk about how you can make your adult product business a success. So let's get this show started.
I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts yesterday. It's called The Pitch. It's entrepreneurs pitching investors to get funding. The reason I get so excited listening to The Pitch is because I want to create a Shark Tank for sex toys where entrepreneurs from all over the world can converge and pitch their sex tech or sex adult product to potential investors, get some good mentoring, hopefully get some investment. And then I would like to turn it into a podcast just like The Pitch. Wouldn't that just be so kick-ass to have a Shark Tank for Sex Toys podcast? I mean, I'd listen to it. Speaking of which, you know, a few years ago, I was introduced to this amazing product. It was artificial intelligence inside a vibrator. And when I first talked to the company, honestly, I had a really difficult time trying to wrap my mind around how you would put artificial intelligence into a vibrator. It wasn't until I actually received the vibrator and touched it and felt it and tried it out that it was like, oh, that's how it works. That's amazing. And I remember from that experience thinking to myself, you know, I've been in this game for over 15 years. I've tried all the different products on the marketplace, and I still could not wrap my head around the technology and the vibrator coming together. So I empathized with mainstream when they also aren't understanding and are having pushback on this idea of embracing technology with sexuality. So there's a lot of negative press right now. When I talk to people, just general people, they're very threatened by this idea of sex tech and, you know, technobots and all of that stuff. So luckily, my guest, Dr. Holly Richman, as you hear in this podcast, a couple years ago, she was watching this TV show about technology, and it fascinated her so much that she decided to write a paper on it. That paper was so substantial that she knew she had something. So she created the Next Sex Project. So she is there as a liaison to help mainstream understand and appreciate that technology can enhance sexuality. She's also just finishing her book, Next Sex, which deals with this as well. Her Next Sex Project, and I'll have these links on my website, it's really about bridging the gap between the technology that's out there and the average person's sex life. And it's just making sense of it. So Dr. Holly Richman, just to tell you a little bit about her, she has a combined 23 years of media experience with a PhD in somatic psychology and an expertise in sex therapy. So she maintains a private practice in both Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon, where she works with individuals and couples on the integration of sexual and somatic health. And she has kids. And she's doing this Next Sex Project. So she's, as you will hear, she's lovely. She's a very busy lady. And, you know, I just want us to all thank Dr. Holly Richman for being that guiding light to help the mainstream understand that technology and sexuality can go hand in hand. It can be a positive and wonderful aspect of your relationship. So please sit back and enjoy this podcast with Dr. Holly Richman. Holly, welcome to the Business of Sex podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Trina.
I've been so excited to get you on the show. It's been a bit of rescheduling and you're here. So can you tell me, what is your favorite thing about living in Portland?
Oh my gosh, I think it's the most beautiful place I have ever lived, hands down. And I grew up in upstate New York and it's very beautiful there too. But here, just the mountains, you've got Mount Hood, you've got the rivers, the evergreens, it's incredibly beautiful. And I think it's such a stark contrast to Southern California. California where we were. Not that Southern California isn't beautiful, it's just so different. And of course, in Southern California, you don't have the space. So here, we're living in the country, and it's just, it's amazing. I have two little ones, so that's awesome. So we got the clean air, but then I also just have to mention the beer and the coffee shop. There's microbreweries everywhere. Like microbrewery, coffee shop. So you've got all the bases covered.
Every time I go to Seattle and Oregon, you just have to have the coffee because yes. I don't know, maybe it's the air, it's the salt air that makes it taste so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's been a nice transition.
You created this project called Next Sex, and it's incredibly interesting. Can you just tell us how you started it and what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit of a background. I'm a somatic psychologist and a certified sex therapist. So somatic psychologist, that means I pay as much attention to my clients' bodies as I do to what they're telling me. So how that relates to my project, Next Sex, in the book, is probably about 2 years ago now, I was sitting on the couch watching a Sky News show called Swipe. It's all about technology, and there was a piece on virtual reality. And it just kind of blew my mind. I remember turning to my husband and said, "This is going to change everything for sex." And I got so excited about it. And it took me a few days to figure out why I was excited about it. But then it came to me. I feel like immersive technologies, virtual reality, teledildonics, haptics, all of these things that we'll talk about today, it's our first step into somatic technology. It's the first time that we're really using our bodies to connect digitally.
So is that why you're writing this upcoming book? It's a long title, so I'll say.
Yep.
It's called Next Sex, Mating, Relating, and Masturbating in the New Age of Technology. Great title, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. So after I got excited about this, I decided I would write an article about it. So I just started researching the top names in sex tech, really focused mostly at that point on virtual reality and sex bots. I got invited to do interviews with these thought leaders, wrote a piece on that, and just decided that there was so much more to say, so decided to write a book about it.
Wow. Have you had any response so far to your book? I know I read an excerpt and it was excellent. And as you say, it's just a little mind-bending to understand where this is all going, right? So I was reading this chapter that you sent to me thinking, holy cow, things are changing at an incredible pace. I'm not sure I'm keeping up with it.
It's almost impossible to keep up with because the technology is changing daily. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But the book will be coming out later this year. So, you know, just getting amazing responses from people like you who we've given a little bit of a sneak peek. So I really appreciate that. So what's really interesting, fascinating about what's happening now is we're moving into this fourth wave of our technological revolution. So what that means is we're going from devices that we carry to devices that we wear. So instead of carrying our phone, we're going to be wearing goggles or glasses and using the augmented reality or virtual reality to see and experience things differently. As a sex therapist, my whole platform is built on sex positivity. So it's all sex is good sex as long as it's consensual and pleasurable. And as I've been researching this topic and talking to people about sex tech, I get a lot of pushback, like, oh, technology is bad for us. It separates us. It makes things less connected. And my position is really the opposite. I think technology has the potential to bring us closer together. And I think what the difference is now is the immersive qualities in that. So with virtual reality, with teledildonics, there's more of that felt sense, again, that embodied sense, that somatic sense of being connected. We're not just watching something, we're experiencing it. And I get really excited, so you're going to have to slow me down. But with virtual reality, with the immersive technologies, what I've identified through my research to date is really what I call the three E's of immersive technology, and those are empathy. So I'm sure if you've read any articles about sex tech and virtual reality, some people in the media have been calling virtual reality the empathy machine. And why that is because it's really the first technology that we've had that cultivates eye contact to a whole new level. So if you're in a pair of goggles and are watching virtual reality from a certain POV, so certain point of view, you can literally make eye contact with whoever or whatever you're watching. So we've got empathy. Then we've got embodiment. So that's the somatic element of, again, we're not just watching, but we're experiencing. And that's really powerful for people. And then the third E that I've identified is empowerment. And this really comes to sexual competency, self-efficacy, and mastery. Instead of, and this is more from the therapeutic perspective, but instead of being able to tell my clients about something, I could ask them to watch a video and they would experience it, and therefore that learning curve is greatly accelerated.
This segues nicely into my next question.
Yep.
So I've been talking with some of my male friends, and as you say, they've been reading the negative press about sex tech, and they say, you know, how will sex tech negatively impact relationships? You know, I'm just having a casual conversation with friends about sex tech. It always seems like their perspective is negative. Porn and sex tech and virtual porn and all that is just negatively going to impact our relationships. My actual question is, what do you think the impact sex tech will have on relationships and also on cultural mores?
So again, my position is I really believe it's going to pull us closer together, to bring couples closer together, to help individuals have a greater sense of their own sexual self. And the reason for this is the time in history where we have the chance to rewrite the script for sexual health. So all the porn that's out there is in its 2D iteration. We can't just, there's no way to just translate that into VR or 3D. Everything has to be reshot. Everything has to be rewritten. And Trina, I think you know, I've already done some work in this area with an adult entertainment company. It's called Bedoink. They hired me to write Virtual Reality 2, which is really, they were the pioneers in this, in bridging the gap between entertainment and education. So we wrote a VR adult entertainment script, but from a sex therapy basis. So it was very educational, but it was still naked people doing what naked people do. So in that way, I think that there's just this enormous potential to change this negative perception that we have of technology and make it something completely different. Their pushback, you know, people are like, oh, it's just gonna make things worse. So millennials, the millennial generation is having less sex than any generation in history. So my pushback is like, I'm not sure if it can really get any worse. I really believe the embodied, the empathetic, the empowering qualities of immersive technology, which in the next 5 to 10 years, everything is going to be immersive technology. I really think this is a point in history where there's going to be a shift in technology that serves its purpose to bring us closer together.
So I think it's like any major shift in our history, this is just the next big shift. People will always push back on it.
Yeah.
The faster we can embrace it, the easier it's going to be just for everybody to start managing it and dealing with it. And I really like your point where a lot of young people are getting their sex education, how to have sex, through porn. And so we can take that idea and use it to instruct them in a visual way how to make love, not just porn kind of sex. A very positive thing.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. Young people today are learning how to have sex from watching porn. And I do not in any way want to make it sound like I'm not pro-porn. I'm absolutely pro-porn, but I'm also absolutely people knowing that it is 100% entertainment. So the porn that we have today is based on entertainment and performance. So everybody's beautiful and having a great time, and everybody's parts always work, and it just goes perfectly. And you and I both know in the real world that's not how things go.
No, it's not how it goes.
I really feel like part of my job through Next Sex Consulting and the book is to change that. So the message isn't about entertainment and performance, but it's about connection and pleasure. And there is no better technology suited to do that than what we're stepping into now with these immersive possibilities.
things.
And I think it's just a matter of society wrapping our heads around that. And I think it comes down to people experiencing it for themselves. They try on a reality headset and they think, oh, well, this isn't so bad. So you actually experience and try it out, you really don't understand what it is about. So maybe that's the gap. That's what people have to do, is try it out to understand it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the technology is only going to get better. And the other piece that you and I talked about a few minutes ago is the technology is going to keep happening, right? I mean, look at the last 10 years with smartphones. So that curve, that really steep upward ramp of technological innovation is not going anywhere. So I, again, to your point, I feel like it's our job to keep up with that and maybe start to use technology in a different, if not better, way.
If we can just shift the conversation a bit, to move this from, you know, society and culture mores to specifically those companies who are creating sex tech. So how does this affect or impact those companies that are making these sex tech products? You're seeing this shift. The shift is happening. What's that going to mean for those companies that are creating these products?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting part about what I'm doing, and I'm just, you know, starting to be in talks with some of the leading sex tech toy companies, adult pleasure companies out there. And I think what's happening, so there's some companies are at the forefront and then some companies that are catching up, but they're realizing and making a conscious choice that toys and pleasure products have to be connected. There has to be a connectivity element to them. So whether it's through an app on your phone for self-pleasure, or like with WeVibe and Kiro, literally, you know, using teledildonics, and you can be in Brooklyn and Budapest and still feel enormously connected to your
partner. Holly, can you just explain what teledildonics is?
Yeah.
In case somebody just doesn't know what it is.
Absolutely. So it's this is about pleasure products, or let's say sex toys, that are connected. So they're either wirelessly connected through your phone, so that you have an app on your phone and you can control the speed of your toy, the thrusts of your toy, what your toy is doing through an app, or you can have your toy and your partner can have their toy, and you can be on opposite sides of the globe and be connected through your computer or through an app and be controlling each other's pleasure.
Oh my goodness. Just think about that. Like, you can be on the other side of the world and pleasuring your partner. Like, it's mind-bending.
Yes.
And fun.
Yeah, it takes Skype sex up 10 notches. Like, it's just so far beyond the realm of what, you know, what most people are doing now. So, and to be even a little bit more clear, and I encourage everybody to go to Kiro.com if they want. This is one place where you could check it out. That's K-I-I-R-O-O. So it looks like Kiro, but it's pronounced Kiro. And you'll see that they have fleshlights for the man. So it's a sleeve device. And then little dildos, vibrators for the girl, for females. Or you can interchange these parts too. People come up with really innovative and amazing ways to use those. That's why I love being a sex therapist. It's like, oh, I think someone would use it this way, and they use it completely differently. And that's fantastic information.
Just to add on to this, it seems to me now that if you're getting into the sex toy game, it's just a base to have an app now. Like, it's sort of a given that if you have a sex toy, then you will also have an app to go along with that sex. Is that your experience as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think where some improvement can be made, and again, in the next 5 years, we're going to be having a whole different conversation, but I'm excited to be working with companies on how to make this better, because I feel like I have a front view into people's bedrooms without the nakedness, of course. Just people tell me what they want, what they desire. So translating that to these companies, but also helping to make them make these products a little bit less industrial looking. So I feel like that's one of the hurdles that we have today. These products are fairly industrial looking, and I know for a lot of women, they want the products to be pretty and beautifully designed, so that's a bit of a hurdle too. And of course, the technology, we've all got these amazing ideas, and the technology is there, but it's getting more adaptable. It's getting more complementary to where we are and what we need. So, you know, the worst thing would be you're masturbating and then your technology goes on the glitch. That would would not be fun.
Instead of your batteries running out,
right?
Now it's your app goes on.
Yeah, it's the new age of technologies version of your mom walks in the room or something like that, right?
It never occurred to me until you just said it now, like 5 years from now, things are going to be completely different. And it honestly, it just never occurred to me. And you're right. Like what is this going to look like in 5 years? Like it's astonishing to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think for sure one of the things that will happen is the fairly clunky VR goggles that people are using now, those will be glasses. Those will be much more comfortable and we'll be using them for all kinds of things on a daily basis.
If you were to give your three best tips on future of sex tech or this next sex, what would those three best tips be?
Yeah, so kind of the umbrella over everything for me is that human connection and technological connection, they don't have to be dualistic. So in my view, those two things work beautifully together, and I feel like it's my job, my mission to help people understand how to do that in a healthful way. So the tips I would have is let's rewrite the script on sexual health. So what I mean by that is let's, again, move from this model that we have about entertainment and performance to connection and pleasure. So if people can start wrapping their heads around the idea that as we move into this fourth wave of technology, the sex tech evolution, that we're going to be rewriting the script, that porn can be something different. It can have those educational and therapeutic properties. My second tip would be normalize. So I feel like sexuality, when we talk about it in terms of technology, it's so pathologized. So I want to change that too. I want this to be normal. Technology is a normal piece of everybody's lives now. Most of us have a computer. Most of us have a smartphone. Why shouldn't our sexual health be linked with technology as well, if we want it to be? Some people, digisexuals, will only express their sexuality through technology. Other people will say, no, that's not for me. I want to go old school and just be connecting to myself or connecting to my partner without technology. The point for me is that it's all good. It's all normal. Let's not pathologize technology in relation to sexuality. And my third point would be to communicate. So technology, if anything, has given us so many more options for communicating with our partners. So I think just to embrace that and not only communicate, you know, via text, via chat, via teledonics with our partner, but also to make sure that those conversations are happening as well. So if they could be face-to-face, great. If they have to be over Skype or VR, at least you're getting that eye contact and the empathy along with it. So I'm all about enhancing connection. And I think these immersive technologies are the next step as we move into the future of sex.
Wow. You're one of the few people that are promoting the positive about sex tech and what it can be. And I thank you so much for being that force to say, hey, you know what? It's not scary. We can do this and it's going to help you. It's going to make things better in your relationship. So you just keep beating that drum, Holly.
Absolutely.
You just keep beating that drum, because there's a lot of our listeners who are creating products and they're in the trenches right now and they need you to be out there telling people, hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be better than you expected. So thank you for that. Holly, people will obviously want to find out more about you, your next sex project, and your upcoming book, Next Sex. How do we find out more about that?
Yeah, so the first piece, so you can find me at drhollyrichmond.com. drhollyrichmond.com. So that's my website. And of course, through there, you'll find all my links to social media. But basically, everything is just Dr. Holly Richmond, all one word, Dr. Holly Richmond. So that's me. Next Sex, so that's next-sex.com. And two, you will find links to social media on the website there, but Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and NXTSEX is usually where you can find that.
Great. And you know what? When I post this on my website, I'll make sure to have all the links there so people can just click on my website and go to all your websites. So, well, Holly, this has been fascinating, and I thank you so much. And, you know, hopefully, you know what I'd love? I'd love to have you back on 5 years from now just so we can laugh about how people were so scared and now everybody's embracing it. And wouldn't that just be the best conversation?
I cannot wait. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Trina. This has been amazing.
Well, thank you, Holly.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining our show. If you did like this podcast, please join our conversation at trinareed.com. And while you're there, you can find out more about the Business of Sex Roundtable. Once a month, adult product companies come together to network, talk business development strategy, and best business practices. I sincerely want to help you and your company succeed in this marketplace. Until the next podcast, take care. Bye-bye.